answering. Anybody gonna call Jesus? Cause he's answering. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm going through, he always answers.
TFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB
100
KQJO FM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. Father God, we come before your presence. We honor and glorify you. We praise you, Heavenly Father, as we exalt your name today. For your name is above all names. And so now, Heavenly Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name, for its sake, we ask and pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, to those of you that are visiting with us, if there be any, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching us as we stream live here at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. If you have your Bible with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter, verses 12 through 15. The Gospel of John, the 12th chapter, verses 12 through 15. And I got my big letter so I can see. John 12 through 15. And when you found us, say amen.
Amen.
Where we find these words which are recorded. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, to branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had heard, when he had found a young ass, sat up thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughters of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass coat. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, Jesus' triumphant entrance. Jesus' triumphant entrance. When we come into a worship service, when we come into the house of the Lord, we come with an expectation of gratifying, glorifying, and praising the Lord. When we enter into a worship service, when we enter into a congregational setting, our hearts should be filled with a salutation that we serve a mighty God.
Amen.
When we enter into a worship service, when we for who he is, how great he is, and the many blessings he bestowed upon us, we should be excited about our King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
When we enter into a worship service, we ought to know about whom we serve and who we are in our walk with the Lord. Our dedication, our commitment, and all of our worship and our praise have been given to him because he got you up this morning. Somebody didn't get up this morning, but we serve a God who walked in the nation of Israel and presented himself as king.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And so because we are here, able to come into the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, I'm giving you props because God knows he's in the house.
That's right.
It ain't about me. It ain't about the way I can preach. It's not about what I do. It is about what God has already done. Because the same God who got you up this morning is the same God that put breath of life in you. Speak, Lord, because thy servant heareth. And when we come into the house of the Lord, we ought to be on fire for the Lord. The Lord told me, stop trying to make people get excited about your worship and praise. Let me see who they are in their walk with me. Let me understand that they really ought to know who I am in their life and what I have done for them. So I said, Lord, I'm stepping back and I'm going to let you have your way. So we enter into a worship service. We magnify the Lord because our God is good. Our God is great. Our God is merciful. Our God is endearing. Our God has brought us from a mighty long way. He brought us from cotton fields when we didn't think we would ever get out of it. He gave us jobs that we never have. Speak, Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is in this place. And if you let the Holy Spirit take up residence in your life, you can't act the same anymore. The Lord God will move upon those who will let him come into their life. But you got to let the Lord in. He ain't going to beg to come into your life. You got to want him to come into your life. So when we think about an entrance, you ought to let the Lord in your life. You ought to have a hallelujah and praise because the Lord has been too good to walk. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Jesus had a triumphant entrance. For when we think about what Jesus was going through, it was all about us. He never took credit for anything, but he always talked about the Father. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. The week of Passion is the time when Jesus was approaching the hour for fulfilling the purpose and the cause for him coming into the world. What is your purpose? What is your time and what is your calling? You are not here just to be here. You are here with a call. For everything, there's a season and a time. You were designated to be here at this prophetic day and at this prophetic time to hear a prophetic word that has your name already written on it. And so the Lord is simply saying, I came to fulfill a prophetic prophecy right before your eyes, and you still don't know and accept it. So Ecclesiastic reminds us, since you don't know, Ecclesiastic reminds us. He said, for everything there is a season and a time for this coming event to take place. Time in the original Hebrew, in the original language, is kairos. It is in the original language that we are talking about today. And God always spoke in the Hebrew language. He was a Jew. And therefore, if he spoke in the language that is Jewish, we ought to be able to interpret it in English. But I beg to differ nowadays, because I'm not really sure the English is what we ought to be speaking anymore. Because the way we are misrepresenting people today, and the way we've been misrepresenting the world, I'm not sure a lot of people like what we're doing. And what I have discovered is how God will never rush things nor delay things to take place. For everything has its time and everything has its season. There is only one incident that I'm reminded of. The Lord brought it to my remembrance where God extended time. And that was when King Hezekiah's life was extended by 15 years. King Hezekiah. But his father Ahab was a bad king. You remember I told you there wasn't very many good kings, but there are a whole lot of bad kings. You got to get this. And when you get kings that were good, there will always be some bad ones. When you get good, there's always some bad somewhere lurking around to pull down that which is good. So King Hezekiah asked that his life be extended by Isaiah. And it was add 15 years to his life. Anybody needs some years added to their life? I'm praying for somebody. Because God is watching and God is working. And so somebody is praying that so your life can be extended. Because where we're headed is to a place where time will have no existence. Because Jesus said, I have already fulfilled time by coming into this world. And we're just going through what God is already doing. And so, even in our most difficult hour, God is still in control of our situation. As Jesus was approaching the time, as Jesus was preparing for his triumphant entrance, the stage was set for the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Bible prophecy, Bible words, and Bible history. For Isaiah had spoken of it when he said, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripe, we are healed. Anybody need healing? I don't care what the doctor say. Anybody need healing today? You've been sick for a mighty long time, and you ain't been praying right. But when you turn it over to the Lord, he can do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think. Is there anybody who need healing this day? Doctors have done all they can do. Nurses have done all they can do. The nurses are trying to help you. But the Lord has simply said, I am the doctor who never lost the case. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? You've gone as far as you can go, but you need to turn it over to the one who can do what no one else can do. But you've got to turn it over to the Lord. Fulfilling prophecies. And by his stripes, you are healed. You are healed. And the action Jesus was establishing, the preparation for peace, was with God. For God has ushered in something called peace. For he is the Prince of Peace. He is our maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. He is the author and the finisher of our